Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. You are on.
Praise the Lord.
I am your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and this is Purpose Kingdom Network, and we are live for a special show today. I have a special guest, but before we get to my special guest, you know the routine. You know what we do every time we do the show. We start out with the Word of God, and I'm going to read to you Leviticus 23 and 24. Let me say that again. Leviticus 23 and 24. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. We are going to into a special topic. Right now, I'm telling you, this weekend, this high Sabbath, it is the Lord's Memorial Day. We already had our barbecue a couple weeks. We had our Memorial Day and our day off of work, but right now, we are about to step into the Lord's Memorial Day, and we are going to celebrate harder for this day than we did the World Day. And I just want to share with you another thought, because we always do our evangelism tip for the month. I've been talking about Restream, I've been talking about Zoom, and I've been talking about Livestream. They are online networks that you can use to host your church services. But I'm also going to tell you guys about the live app. A lot of churches may not have websites. They may not have, different tools to keep the church going outside of their annual Zoom meeting. But if you check out Church Live App, all you have to do is go to your app, Apple Store, Google your live app, and you can run your entire church through an app, pay your tithe, you can do your offer, you have your Bible study, you can save your Bible study, save your regular services through your Church Live app. I'm going to be giving you tips through the pandemic that you guys can use while we are distancing, while we are trying to figure out how to make a move into the building. We need different sources. So check out a way to get your church a app. This way you're not outsourcing to so many different things. Everything is in one system. And the prices are cheap. The average cost for a church app is under $100 a month, which is reasonable based off the fact the world pays way more than that. So let's find out how to keep everything together, how to keep our sermons, our Bible studies, our tithes, our offerings, our meetings. Let's keep everything together where we can calculate them, report them, take notes, all in one place. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to get to my special guest. Y'all have no idea how excited I am about bringing forth this man. I've had bishops on this show. I've had pastors. I've had prophets. I've had authors. But I have never had a deacon. And we will fix that, because I need a deacon. And I have none other than our deacon from Verity Outreach Worship Center, Deacon Calvin Walker. Say something to the people, Deacon Calvin.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Minister Arthur. My name is Calvin Walker, and been a member of Verity for going on 4 years now. And thank God that I found Verity, because I have really found the truth of God's word since I've been there. And, you know, like a lot of people, you know, I had to be brought to Christ somehow.
Right.
Because we were all sinners.
Uh-huh.
We were all born in sin. And I'm no different from any other person. I was born in sin. I was a sinner.
Uh-huh.
I was alcoholic. I was drinking a fifth of liquor a day approximately. And, you know, I did a lot of things. I was in the world.
Wow.
I was in the world. And you know, I came out of drug use and just about everything you can name. But God is good. And so, you know, I gave my life to Christ years ago, but, of course, I kept backsliding and kept going from church to church and couldn't find one that I really could fall in love with until I found Verity, and I'm really in love with Verity. And
wow.
I'm just so happy because of the teaching that I get at Verity. You know, we found out I never knew about the feast. Until I got to Verity, I knew. You know, I was always told there was something they were for other people.
Uh-huh.
But I've been taught at Verity that these are God's feasts. These are not man's feasts. These are God's feasts.
Wow.
So we're going to go into this high Sabbath, the Feast of Trumpets, on this Sabbath, this weekend, and I'm really excited about it. This will be about my going to my third. Winter feast season.
Wow. Awesome. Praise God. You know, Deke, I always admire, especially you and Mother Stephanie, because not only is it you, but your wife is the mother of the church. You guys came on in, you made yourself known, you are part of the system, you guys just went with the flow, and even though things were changing, things we were moving around, we were evangelizing, it was like, hey, we doing a lot of things, and you guys
Amen.
Came with your work hats on, and y'all were right in this thing with us, and I praise God for you. When we started out, you said that God had delivered you from a lot of things, especially drugs and alcohol. But I really want to kind of hit home with that area, because I know that during this pandemic, a lot of people are trying to figure out how to cope, how to deal with everything that's going on. And I know that you know that right now, for those who are struggling with addiction, this is the hardest time to have to deal with an addiction. So if there was a word and something that you can kind of grab onto within your life that you can tell people who possibly could be struggling in that area, what would you let them know?
I would let them know that you can't do it without Christ, that's for sure. I mean, you know, through prayer, through supplication, prayer, and fasting, you can be delivered from anything if you just turn your life over to Christ. And that's what did it for me. That's what did it for me, is turning my life over to Christ and just trusting in Him and having faith in His word. You know, because in His word, He says that all things are possible through Him. And you just have to live on that, and you have to pray. You have to pray, you have to pray, you have to pray, and just ask the Lord to help you. And just look to the Lord.
Amen.
Because He's able. Because He's able. And that would what would you know, what I would say to people is just, you know, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and trust in His word. Believe what He says in His word. Get in the word, read His word, stay in His word, and believe what you read. Believe in Him. And then the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. See, recently you went through a process where you went on a 3-day fast to get delivered from a particular area, and you came back. You had running in your feet. You was excited, but a 3-day journey. And
yes.
And I know a lot of people have all these different tips, and I believe they work, but we also believe that the power of the Holy Ghost is the determining factor for things to stay under submission. And can
yes.
you talk about that 3-day journey that you went on? What did you do? How was it? How did it break? Because people need to know about deliverance. So tell us
yeah.
about that piece.
Yeah. Well, first, I had to, confess. I confessed before the church that, I was still addicted to cigarettes,
wow.
to tobacco. So what we did is, one thing about Verity is you always got help. So the pastor immediately said, we're going to go on a 3-day fast, and I'm going to go with you. So I went on this 3-day fast. Pastor went with me. And, we just, believed the God. We went on the fast, and after the 3 days, I was delivered from the cigarette. And
wow.
Was really excited about it. If you remember, I came back to church on the Sabbath, and I actually started singing, which I can't sing, but I was but I had to break out in song. Because I was so happy and excited that I was delivered. And I'm going to tell you, I've dealt with a lot of addictions, and a lot of people who smoke will probably attest to this. Tobacco is more addictive than cocaine of just about any drug, I would say, except heroin. It's very
okay.
addictive, and it's a hard one to break. But through that fast, that 3-day fast and praying, see, a fast is not just not eating or not, doing certain things. It's also praying, because if you're just fasting, you're just not eating, that's just a diet.
Yes, sir.
So along with fasting, you have to pray also. And so that's what did it for me, and I was very excited about it. And, I was delivered from the cigarettes, which I have been smoking since I was 14 years old.
Amen. Amen.
When I started smoking when I was 14 years old, I had been addicted to cigarettes.
So on this fasting journey, right?
Deliverance
and everything happening at one time. Not only did you get delivered, but you and your wife were delivered.
We were both delivered.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, God is good. God is good.
Wow.
We made that commitment.
Listen, a lot of people share a lot of testimonies. The new house, the new car, the all the different things. But there's no better testimony than being free.
Right. Amen.
There's nothing better than being free, and that's why we are talking about these feast days, because it's about being free.
Amen.
And like I always tell when we do our Bible studies and we do our foundations classes, I always tell people, when the world gives you a day off of work, holidays, and paid time, we're excited.
Right.
So when God says, take a day off of work, and I'm going to bless you, we say, nah, that's for the Jews.
Right.
Who kind of sense is that day?
Right.
God declared that we would have abundance and fullness of life. Why would we cheat ourselves from taking a part of the blessing? And that's what these feast days are. We are getting into the Feast of Trumpets
because God said it was a memorial. What is it a memorial of? It is a memorial for when our Lord and Savior will return, when the trumpet blows.
Yes.
And there's so many other things. A lot of people don't know that the feast also was when the harvest was at its best. From the South, we can talk country stuff. You know, me and you, we talk country stuff all day long. But
right.
Being on a farm, the best part is when the crop is ready. Because now you know
right.
you can make your profit off of it.
Right.
Am I right? So
that's right.
So
harvest time is the fun time when we harvest.
Right. You sit there watching it all year when these seeds grow. You sick and tired of looking at these little buds, and now the crop is ready.
Right.
And you done tend to the field, you done got the grass, and you know, got the dirt soiled it, turfed it, made sure everything was right. You done did all this hard work, and you ready to see the fruit of your labor.
That's right.
And this is what the Feast of Trumpets is about. I'm going to pour out a blessing, a blessing of ripeness for his people. This is the time where we're supposed to celebrate what God is going to do.
Amen.
So right now, you know, we're talking about the feast days, and I just want to, just for you to just say, you know, what the feast days mean to you. What does this Feast of Trumpet mean to you personally?
Personally, it's very exciting because it's, like you said, it's a memorial, but it's also what's called a foreshadowing.
Right.
It's foreshadowing, and it's celebrating, like you said earlier, the return of our Savior. It's when he's coming back to get us, when the trumpet sounds. So that is going to be a very exciting time when we hear that trumpet, and when it's time for him to come and get his people and to gather his people and to gather his sheep to himself. That's what it really means to me, is that, you know, I'm going to be with the Lord. It's just a foreshadowing of when we're going to be with the Lord, you know, in his
Amen.
Kingdom when he's going to rule.
Amen. Amen. You know, Deke, if we go to the Word and we go, you know, we're going to go to, we already read the book of Leviticus, right?
Right.
But don't you know, if we look in, you know, let's go to Leviticus 23:24. We already said it's a memorial. And then
right.
the next thing we know, we go to Numbers 10 and 8. And number 10 and 8 tells us, and the sons of Aaron, priests, shall blow the trumps. And they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. Now, a lot of people have said, oh, those things are done away with. You don't have
right.
to do those things no more. But the last time I checked deep, forever is forever.
That's what it means, forever.
I have never seen an expiration date on forever.
That's right. Amen.
And he said, carry it out through your generation. That means
that's right.
your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, and so forth. We got to be on board with this thing because we have to remember the signs.
Amen.
When we look at Exodus, it keeps saying, remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day. You know, it's weird that all the other commandments says, don't do. You know, it says, thou shalt not. But
right.
after honoring our father and our mothers, they tell us to do something. All of them says, do.
Right.
And then the one says, remember.
Amen.
Somewhere along the lines, God said, hey, you won't forget this.
Right.
So we're
not
remembering
what he said.
Because a lot of people don't know that these are high status. These are
status.
Yes, sir. Now,
yes.
You know about these species from a biblical perspective. And if there was something in the Word that you could really dig into according to these feast days, what would you think of? What word would you have in mind? What scriptures come to mind when we think about these feast days?
Well, they've really explained. I really love Leviticus 23, where we just came from, because the beginning, it's all about the feast of the Lord.
Wow.
And it starts with the Passover and the Feast of the Pentecost. Then the Feast of Trumpets, which is also has a Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of the Tabernacles. So I love to go to Leviticus 23 because that breaks them all down from start to finish, all of the feasts of the Lord.
And you just ran those things down so easy.
Your group of teachers. I had good teachers.
What I want people to understand that through this conversation, there's no bondage. There is no bondage. Not one of us have our head down. We are excited because God said these were foreshadows. These were signs. And I don't know about you, but with the year we've been having, we need a sign to let us know that we're getting closer. Am I right, D?
Yep. That's right.
All the things we've been going through, pandemic, laid off, trying to figure out what the next move is, how do we take care of our families? And God says, okay, I know you had a hard year. Here's a sign to let you know you're getting closer. And I'm excited about this memorial, this time of celebration.
Amen.
And I know you're going to be ready to dance. I know
Hallelujah.
You're going to be excited. And I also know that we have to be prepared to receive from God at this time.
Right.
You know, it's not just church. I know we treat the feast like church. And are we just going out there? It's bigger than church. It's about, you know, we always say, as you said in Leviticus 23, he said there are seasons for blessing.
That's right.
When the harvest is plentiful, when the harvest is ripe, now you're ready for your 20, 40, and 100.
Right.
And if you could just tell us, what are some of the things that you are expecting to turn around? What are some of the things that you are expecting God to do during this time of the feast? Because we got to walk in this thing with expectancy. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting Minister Arthur to just continue to grow in Christ and continue to receive the Holy Ghost and just to walk in His Spirit. Because he's in the blessing business. If you remember now, you know, I have gone through battle with cancer.
Right.
And, you know, I'm 66 years old I'm in pretty good health.
Right.
You know, so God is in the blessing business. During this pandemic, you know, and it comes from obedience. If you obey God, he will bless you. If you're where you're supposed to be and you're obedient to his word. Because remember during the pandemic, people were losing their jobs. I got a promotion.
Wow.
In the beginning, wow. Right in the middle of the pandemic. So God is good. God is in the blessing business. So I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting, more of the Holy Ghost. I'm expecting just to grow in Christ and become stronger in my faith. And, we will, atone for our sins, because we have to always make atonement for our sins and repent. So that's where I am with that thing. It's just growing in Christ and becoming, having that right relationship, that closer relationship and closer walk with him. And the best time to do it is during his appointed time.
Right.
You know, when he says be here at a certain time, that's the best time to meet him. He will meet you there. If God told you to be there, he's going to be there.
Mm. Deke, you're absolutely right. You know, we're not only thanking God because he is a keeper, but we also believe, but you know what God also says? Our obedience will keep our family. So we're expecting our family to be delivered. We're expecting our children to see what God is going to do and take on the mantle that he called our children to take on. We're expecting our families to look at this deliverance and look at this new creature that he's created in us. And we're looking at our families to say, hey, what's going on? You know, what Jesus you got? You know, because I've been in church all my life, and I don't have what you have. And I know ever since this pandemic, I know people been getting phone calls. People been asking, hey, what's going on? How are you doing this? How are you staying up, Pete?
and I know that God
has been blessing and keeping us. And you know what? If you could, you know, because I know that a lot of people contact you and they've been taught. How has it been as far as, you being a witness and ministering to others? How has that process been through the pandemic?
Well, I tell you, I have ministered to my family all the time. I had to minister to my son here. Like last week, I just got back from Jacksonville, Florida. My son was going through so I had to go and minister to him and teach him some things about God and about how to trust in the Lord. And, I had noticed that, he has a ministry at his church, and he had stepped out of and stopped doing what he was doing for God. He had a ministry where, for his church, he was doing the daily word for his church. He was putting out a different scripture every day for his church. And I noticed that he had stopped for a while. And so he started to struggle. And I said, you need to get back to where you were. Into God's grace. You need to get back into that word and back into doing what you were doing for God. And, it's a blessing to be a blessing to people, and a blessing to just tell people about Christ and to introduce people who don't really know the word and don't know the truth. And, the biggest thing, the biggest battle I have with people, and I get excited about it now, it used to, kind of make me angry, is trying to get people to turn away from these pagan holidays. That's one thing that I enjoy, is telling people that, hey, this Christmas and this Easter and this New Year's and all of this stuff, it has nothing to do with God. But a lot of people say, well, it's just a holiday. No, you're worshiping an idol and you don't know it.
Right.
So, finding the truth of the word and sharing it with people is what's exciting to me. And, just trying to bring people back to God, back to the one true God. And stand, like I said earlier, stand in his word and believing his word. See, some people, Minister Arthur, and I used to be this way. I would take one scripture and grab onto that scripture without reading what came before it and what went after it. I would make that scripture mean what I wanted it to mean.
Right.
So now when we break that thing down now, you know, it's exciting for me to break it down and tell people, look, no, that's not what that means. Let's go before this and find out exactly what they were talking about.
Amen.
And that's what we're excited about to me is breaking that word down and explaining to people, you know, in detail what God's word is truly saying.
Amen.
Now, never stop learning.
Right. Now, D, I know when you first friends and family about this, everybody thought you was crazy. Everybody was telling you, you know, oh, you're chewing a cult now. What you changing?
Yeah, I got that a lot. Yeah, I'm chewing a cult. what happened to you?
Have you noticed? Is there a change in people's tone now? Are they asking questions?
Yeah, they're starting to be more receptive. They're starting to ask more questions. They're starting to, you know, really come back and say, what did you mean by that? Tell me a little bit more about this or more about that when you were talking to me about, the pagan holiday. Tell me a little bit more about how they started and about how that's how that has nothing to do with Christ. You know, so, you know, you just go to the word of God, and I like to go when we're talking about Christmas, I go to Jeremiah 10 and I tell them, you know, what does that sound like to you? That sounds like a Christmas tree to me.
Yeah.
When he's saying, don't be like the heathen, it sounds like God is describing a Christmas tree.
Right.
And he's telling us not to do that.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and people are starting to come around and they're starting to say, you know, now I understand because they're starting to do a little research on their own. And if you get into that word and you start to look for yourself, you will find the truth. The truth is not hard to find.
No, sir.
Yeah.
It's not hard to find. Oh, listen, the Holy Spirit will direct you to the truth.
Amen.
He'll direct. Even if you don't know the scriptures, but what can I? Either the Holy Spirit or Google, both of them go do it. both of them go direct.
Right.
So it is, you know, and once again, we say this with love. We are not putting anybody down who are in that place right now. We're not trying to crush anybody who are still. Celebrating those situations. All we're saying is that the world has holidays, but God has holy days. And what we're going to do is if we've been celebrating so hard for what the world calls holidays, I'm going to take the same effort, the same energy, the same time and put it into God's holy days. He has feast for the winter. He got feast for the summer and spring. And God says these things are a memorial. There are something to remind you of me. And I don't know. Like I'm in a place right now where I'm so looking forward to what God has in these feasts that the other days don't even matter no more.
Amen. Amen.
You know, they don't. And here's the thing. I know that with our families, what we have learned and what we have taught ourselves to do is that we're not going to rain on our family's parade. Like, you know, you do what you have to do for you. God bless you. You know, I know, you know, I still, you know, I'm still loving you. I'm going to come over. We're going to eat dinner. But understand, you know, I'm not doing this in celebration of a certain day. I just love to be with my family. And here's the thing. At the weirdest time, I know you've experienced this, Deacon. The weirdest time, that's when all the questions come up.
Right.
And this is why the word says, be ye also ready. Because if you sit down in them, you sit down with your candy ams, your grease, and the mac and cheese, and they feed us. So tell me why you don't do this again?
Right.
and we have to be prepared. And I'm excited to be prepared. The Feast of Trumpets. This is our celebration time.
Yeah.
And we plan on having a good time this weekend. If those who are listening, we have our service this Saturday evening at 7 p.m. And we are going to, if you want to come out, you can come out. You want to celebrate with us. We are going to be located at 200 West Fisher Street. We will be feeding people. We will be having a good time in the Lord. Come on out and celebrate with us. If you are unable to come out, if you're not comfortable with coming out, that's okay too, because we are going to live stream on Facebook. So when you look on Facebook, all you have to do is go to Verity, V-E-R-I-T-Y, Worship Center. That is Verity Outreach Worship Center. And we are going to go live at 7 p.m. And we're going to broadcast the entire worship experience. Pastor John has asked me to bring the word that evening. So I am preparing to bring the word, and we are excited, man. We are excited.
Praise God.
Amen. We are excited. We're coming to a close, but we have some logistics to come up to. If there was anything you could tell those who are listening, just a word of encouragement, a word from your heart. What would that thing be that you would want to let those who are on the air know?
I just want to say that God's word says, if you seek his kingdom first,
amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that you want, all these things will be given unto you, and I have found that to be true. That, you know, and Minister Arthur, you know my story. I've had business. I had a very successful business where, you know, I made over $1 million in sales in my first year in business.
Wow.
But that was joy. The joy. The joy of my life is when I found Verity and really, really gave my life to Christ. And that's what I can tell people is, look to the Lord. Look to seek the kingdom of God. Seek the face of the Lord.
Mm.
You know, and find Christ. And there's joy in that. And, you know, people, you know, I go through a lot of things, and you know, people at work, they say, why are you always smiling? How are you always happy? Because the joy of the Lord, the joy of Christ, peace beyond understanding comes from Christ. Nothing bothers me anymore than that.
Wow.
You know, that's what I could share with people. It's just, once you have that right relationship with Jesus and you find Christ, you know, the way, and you worship him in spirit, and in truth, and you stay in his word, and you adhere to his word. It's exciting. It's there's so much joy in that, and so much peace. And that's what I could share with him.
Now, D, thank you for that encouraging word. Now, D, there was also another thing that you talked about, and you talked about just the joy. I know that you have so many testimonies, but you talked about how you were making over $1 million in sales. But there was another thing that happened that God, and we know it to be God because he was testing you. And you had turned down something because you can you tell that story, please, real quick?
Yeah, this was when I first came to Verity.
Wow.
Right? And, you know, this was right in the very beginning when I joined Verity. And that was an offer made, and I mean, it was like close to a $50,000 raise.
Wow.
So, you know, all of these years, I had always wanted to make, you know, that six figures. And not until I found a church that I was really excited about finding did this come up. But what that would entail would be I was going to have to go back to where I was when I was younger. That's working 24/7, being on call 24/7. So that was going to take me away from what I had just found in Berry. I wouldn't have been able to attend service on the Sabbath. So I realized what that was. I said, you know what? This is not for me. You know, money is not everything. And that's what I tell you. Money is not everything. That was hard for me to turn it down, but I something inside of me said, this is not for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned that down because I thought it was, you know, the enemy trying to pull me away from my salvation. And
wow.
I had to turn that thing down. And, you know, you remember that well, that I did. I turned down like a $50,000 raise.
Wow. So you turned down six figures to serve God.
Amen. Absolutely.
My God. D,
I told
you, when you told me that testimony, I said, D, me and God would have had to have a long talk. But what I can say is that the freedom that came with it, knowing
Amen.
That you weren't locked down and you could honor God's Sabbath and you could honor God's feast days, you didn't have
right.
to try to maneuver and overwork. And,
right.
And you were still comfortable.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And then, like I said,
yeah.
Yeah, like I said, Minister, after doing that during the pandemic, I got it anyway. But see, everything has to be in God's time.
Wow.
You
got it. Anyway?
I still got that. I still got
wow.
that. I just wasn't that. That was and I still got my freedom. I still can, you know, serve the Lord every Sabbath. I still have, you know, can take a day off when I want. You know, I'm not on call 24/7. I work 7.5 hours a day, and I'm done. You see
wow.
what I'm saying?
So you mean to tell me God tested you 3 years ago?
Yes.
He tested you 3 years ago with six figures, and during the roughest time of a lot of people's lives,
right.
he blesses you with that blessing without having to do double the work that you would have had to do 3 years ago?
That's what I'm telling you.
Wow. That's God.
That's God.
That's what obedience gets you blessed. See,
absolutely.
The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. And you
That's
would have
right.
had to sacrifice so much just to get that six figures. But now
right.
you got the six figures without the sacrifice.
That's right.
Wow.
For being obedient.
Wow.
For being obedient.
Look at God.
Absolutely.
Bless God. Now, Deacon Walker, we are at the 9:45 mark, and
yeah.
I can't believe that we were talking for 45 minutes, but we are at the 9:45 mark, and right now, this is what we do, is called the call to salvation, because
mm-hmm.
we believe those who are listening, everybody hasn't received Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. But we can't do all this talking about all the good things that God is doing and all the great things that God can do without offering somebody Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, Deke, right now we're going to pray And I'm going to pray for that soul that may want to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Because we believe that every time we speak of the good news, every time we speak of the gospel, that somebody is listening and waiting to hear what Christ has to say.
Amen.
Now, for those who are listening on the phone or listening live through their computers, understand this. The process is so simple. The process is all you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ not just died, but he died for your sins and he rose for your sins. And you ask him to come into your heart, cleanse you, and be the Lord of your life. You
Amen.
Ask for forgiveness. Ask God to come into your heart. Repent and ask him to be Lord of your life. And then you believe that he's coming back again. When you make that simple confession, you have now entered into the kingdom. You are a part of the body of Christ, and welcome to the family. It is
Hallelujah.
Not a you don't have to get, you can't give your way to salvation. You can't work your way to salvation. The only thing you can do is have a confession of faith, a confession with your mouth that comes from your heart. And when
Amen.
You make that confession, you are now in the body of Christ. So we're going to pray because we believe that somebody got saved right now. We believe
Amen.
That someone made that declaration, that they have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father
Amen.
God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you are doing. Despite the dysfunction of this year, despite the hardships of this year, you are still in the blessing business. You are
yes.
still in the saving business. And God, we believe that right now. So God, those souls who are clinging to you, who want to know another way, who are tired of struggling by themselves, and they need someone to hold them close. Right now, Father God, we thank you for those souls who have accepted you as Lord and Savior. Father God, speak to them. Let them know you're real. Touch them in a mighty way. Hold them close, God, and God, you be the deliverer. We know that you can deliver us from all things. So, God, we thank you for the deliverance in their lives. We thank you for the deliverance in our lives. We thank you that you are a God who has never failed. You are a God who holds us close, who keeps us near, who has never let us go. And God, we thank you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Deke, you still with me? Hallelujah.
I'm still with
God.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes, we believe you.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
We believe you for those souls.
We believe
yes,
you for those souls. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I know my phone, my phone's probably going in and out, but we believe God for those souls. Hallelujah. For
Hallelujah.
Every soul. Who
yes, God.
Receive you, every soul who received you, God. We believe you. We believe you. Forgive
yes.
God. We rebuke technicalities. We rebuke the things that may cut us off, but we believe you, God. For
believe
every
you,
soul
God.
That's attached,
Hallelujah.
That's attached to this, God.
Yes.
Because we believe that you are calling your people in these last days, God. You are calling your people in these last days. You are calling us out of things, God. Vineyard to work, God. You are calling us out of a lot of things, God. You're calling us out of the world. You're picking us up dirty. You're picking us up unlearned. You're picking us up, God. And we're believing that when you pick us up, you're going to dust us off and you're going to clean us up. And you're going to tell us to go get somebody else and pick them up, God. And we're going to continue the cycle, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you because we believe that we are going to grab one. As you, each one reach one. We believe that. We are going to continue the work, God, in the name of Jesus. We are going to continue what you have us to do in the name of Jesus, God. And we believe on these things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We are going to have our announcements from Brother Rob, and after Brother Rob, Deke, I'm gonna have you say a last word, and we're gonna close out. Brother Rob, are you with us? Amen. As Brother Rob comes on, Deke, I wanted to say something real quick, and we don't never get a chance to say it. You know, you're in our church. You are one of our elder saints, one of our older members, and me and Minister Anton say this all the time, that you have no idea the impact that you have on us. You came to our church, and you allowed us to teach. You allowed us to preach and minister. And I don't know if you notice or not, but not too many people in their 60s is going to sit down and listen to a 30-something-year-old man and knowing that the experience that you had in life. And you treated us like ministers. You didn't treat us, you came in, and I appreciate that about you. You encouraged us. You uplifted us. You were able to put some word of wisdom inside of us. And I just want to tell you thank you for everything that you do in Verity, and especially for us as young men. You encourage us. You're one of our biggest supporters. You're one of our biggest cheerleaders. And I definitely just want to thank you for that beat while we're on the line.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, Minister. But, you know, it's just, you know, one thing I've tried to be all my life is humble. And so I came to Verity with humility, and I didn't want to come in, you know, being a know-it-all like I knew everything, you know. You guys just had stuff together when I came there. So I came there to learn.
Wow.
Because one thing about me is I'm you know, I think the reason that I am where I am in life is because I never stop learning. I never think I know everything.
So right.
It was an honor to be taught by you guys, because I'm telling you guys, with some strong ministers, the word is in you, the spirit of the Lord is in you, and I could see it. And so I just wanted to learn what you guys knew, because I didn't know what you guys knew. You guys taught me. And you couldn't teach me if I didn't allow myself to be taught.
Wow.
So that was humility, so I could learn what I needed to learn, because I came there. This was serious business for me when I came there. And I found very, you remember, the first day I came to Verity, my wife and I, we joined the first day. Because we know what we heard. We know what we heard. We know that we have been looking for a church for years.
Wow.
Because we wanted to call our home. And but just at that moment, we knew that Verity was it.
Wow.
We knew that
like
Verity
I
was
said,
it.
Man, I bless God for you. You have been just a pillar to the church. And we are about to have our announcement right now from Pastor Toy. Toy,
okay.
God bless you. Are you with us? Amen. Just waiting. God, like I said, God bless you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, God. First, let me apologize. I started speaking and didn't realize my phone was still muted. But I had, because see, y'all got me excited. Reverend Art, no, y'all do that. Y'all get to getting into God's word, and then I just get excited and get bubbly and forget what I'm supposed to be doing. I bless God for these two men of God. We bless God for the souls that we believe gave their lives to Christ this evening. We want to encourage you to attempt to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, it's okay. That's why God has Purpose Kingdom Network here just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. We thank each and everyone for listening in. Deke, we thank you for your testimony, for joining in with us this evening. Reverend Art, as always, spectacular word, spectacular job. And you know, out of all of the feast days, the Feast of Tabernacle is my favorite. I just love the Feast of Tabernacle. That's my favorite one, and I'm going to tell you why it's my favorite one, because the book of John, chapter 1, I believe it's around verse 14, where it says, "And the Word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us." That's the blessing of it all. See, like they said, it was a foreshadowing of what was going to happen, and it happened when Jesus came, but it was also a foreshadowing of what we are all waiting for. And the blessing is, for those of you who accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you don't have to wait for him to tabernacle with you, because he can tabernacle in you right now. I bless God for you two men of God. The ministry is back in your hands.
Wow.
Thank you,
Lord. You know, Pastor Toy get excited when we talk about the feast days. She get excited when we talk about the feast days. And it's good to know that, you know, on this network, that the network president, the network founder, believes in God's days, God's holy days.
Amen.
All right, Deke, we're about to get out of here. Any last words before we wrap this thing up?
Yeah. I just want to thank you guys for having me. And, you know, it was a blessing. I'm really excited about doing this, but I've never been done anything like this before. So I really appreciate you asking me to do it. And it was really a blessing for me, because any time that, you know, you can be around or be with like-minded people and get into the Word of God, it's a blessing.
Amen.
So I just want to thank you guys for having me and allowing me to be on your network and to share the Word of God with you. Thank
Amen.
You so much.
Thank you. God bless you, Deke. For everybody who is listening, thank you. God bless you. May God keep you until we meet again. God bless you, and see you next time on the Healing Hour.
Jesus bless. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. He set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.